His question was, he's not here, but his question was, if you meet a girl, like, how do you set up a date with her? That, what, you just like call her rabbi? What are you supposed to do?
So,
or should you not be meeting girls?
No, I mean, if you see a girl that you think it could work with, that attracts you, so the first thing you should do is ask yourself, how much of it is looks? Probably it's about 95%. So, if you still think it makes sense to find out about this girl after you've asked yourself that question, so then you could find out who knows her and ask to be introduced to her. Usually, wherever you're at, there are going to be people that know both of you, or at least that know her, and find out how to be introduced to her. This way, you're doing it in a modest fashion, it's through someone. And you're also, aside from the fact that halachically that's the way to do it, it's also, as far as the girl's concerned, it's a nicer way. You're not putting her on the spot. She could think about it. She could check you out. You could check her out. You could find out who she is before you ask her out on a date. That's commonly done. It's very common that guys see a girl, they're interested, so they find someone that knows her and they ask to be introduced.
You should never just go up to a girl and get her. This is like so backwards.
Well, it's considered immodest to go directly to the girl. It's okay. Considered more modest to work through someone else.
Okay.
Any other questions on this topic? Is it on this or something else?
The same topic Jeff was just talking about.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I was with a friend, and he went up to a girl and asked for a number, and the girl asked him how old he was, and he was like, obviously much older than her, and he lied about his age. I was like, you should not lie. And he said for shidduch reasons, he said that rabbis told him that he's allowed to lie, and that everyone lies about for shidduch reasons.
Well, the way it works is that you're not supposed to lie, but there are certain social norms, meaning if a girl is 45 and she says she's 45, then everyone's going to assume she's 50.
So,
I can tell you, when I offer a shidduch and I say the girl's 45, so the guys usually ask me 45 as in 50 or 45 as in 45. Because the people who are with it usually ask that question. So you have to know what crowd you're dealing with. by the same token, what a person might want to do, if it's not the person directly, is say something like, let's say the girl is 42 and the guy is 40. So you could say, look, she's about 40. You want, I could verify her exact age. If you would want to do something, so at least then you're being honest. You're telling the guy it's an approximation, and obviously it's at his own risk if he goes for it when you're telling him it's an approximation. There are girls that are meticulously honest, and they do say their exact age, and the shadchan has to know how to present it. Meaning, if I came and offered you a girl, how old are you now?
I'm 19.
You're 19. If I came and told you I have a girl who's 26, could I tell you about her? You'd tell me no. What would I want to do with a 26-year-old? But if I came and told you, if I came and told you I have this amazing girl who's bright, who's sweet, comes from a good family, she has excellent temperament, she's funny, she's got a gorgeous smile, she has the same aspirations as you. You match like two drops of water. I'm telling you every time I think about it, it's a good idea. And then after I tell you all about her and you're interested, I tell her, look, she is older than you. Do you think that would bother you? So that's different. You have to know how to present it. You could be honest and still give the guy. You could be honest and still give the girl a chance. But there are places where, if whatever age you say, the second it's above 21, people always add a few years. And could be that's what he meant, or could be that's what he understood from the Rav. But still, if a girl asks him point blank his age and he lies, and he's 50 and he says he's 35, that's not right.
He said yes, and then she guessed, and she was about 9 years off. So he said yes.
9 years off?
Yes.
9 years sounds like a lot to me.
How can you start a relationship?
I don't see, right. But I'll tell you, I...
You're a great boy.
It's interesting you say that. I spoke to a guy who told me that he just discovered how old his wife is after they're married 13 years, 14 years.
Really?
They were applying to for some kind of government thing, and they asked him her age, and he said one thing, and they said, no, she isn't. And they looked at the papers, turned out they were right. And they already have kids. I mean, they have a child who's 12 years old, so they're married 13 years, and he just found out her age now. And he didn't take it badly. I can tell you of another couple who were married, well, let's see, they're above 80. So I don't know how long they're married. They're married above 50 years. And about 10 years ago, I overheard them discussing that the husband just found out how old she was. Because they didn't have any legal documents that came out of the Holocaust. So she could say she was any age she wanted. So she'd always say she was younger. And then somehow they verified and turned out she was older. I'm not sure if she knew or didn't, but after 50 some odd years, he didn't seem like he cared too much. but of course, it's a bad thing to start with a lie. On the other hand, there are shiduchim that will only succeed if the shadchan knows how to present the things. Sometimes a shadchan should say, "I'll verify for you." Do you want to wait until I verify? Do you want to start? Once you start and you meet the girl, so sometimes you're more interested in who she is. I have a friend who married a girl who's 6 to 8 years older than him. They have a very happy marriage. It used to be 6 to 8, I don't remember if he's 6, 7, 8 years older. Usually today the guy is older, but it used to be that it was considered disrespectful to marry a girl who was younger than you. It used to be the social norm was to marry a girl who was older than you. It used to be commonly accepted Rav Hirsch's wife was older than him. By the Hasidim, was considered you were considered a guy who couldn't get a girl if you had to marry a girl who was younger than you. Most of the Hasidish Rebbe's had wives who were older than them. That used to be the social norm. And I'm not sure it's such a bad idea.
Why?
You could say many reasons. Whatever I'll say is a guess, so I'd rather not say.
The wife of my rabbi is older than
him. I don't think it's such a bad idea, so long as they're both mature enough and they match, and it isn't a situation that she's like a mother to him. The Gemara says that if a woman is much older than a man, or a man is much older than a woman, then chances are they're not going to have a good natural relationship. Okay. Any more on this topic?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a friend who wants to date a girl that he met from the internet. I guess in a chat room or something. I don't know. It just seemed a little not like what I would do. But I want to know your opinion.
Look, chat rooms are problematic. I put up, and I mentioned I'll put up again, articles about the negative effects of chat rooms. This goes into a whole class which we'll have on dating about telephone conversations. But you know what? This is really a different topic, so maybe we'll just stop this recording and start another one. Just so.